Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Today is Monday, April 16th, 2012. My name is Joshua Reed Davis, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And I'm very excited tonight because joining us on our show is Mr. Mark David Gerson, author of The Moon Quest and a lot of other things that we're going to be talking about tonight. And that's what I know him from because I first got to know him through MoonQuest, and now our audience is going to get to know him through our show. So I'm really excited. How are you doing tonight, Mark?
I'm doing great, Josh. It's so great to be on your show.
I know. I'm so excited because, you know, just a few years ago, our friendship started over your book. And then now here we are getting to interview about this book. And so I'm very excited about it.
I know. It's very cool. In fact, we first met on MySpace. Remember MySpace?
That's right. Hey, before MySpace died, you know, I met some of my best friends on MySpace. I will never forget. I remember I was looking through, because, you know, I'm a sci-fi, like, nut. All my friends know that I'm a sci-fi fantasy geek that I'm very proud of being. And so if you are, you need to be sure to check out. We're going to give you all of Mark, his links and things like that. But I got to tell you, I'm sitting here looking at my copy of The Moon Quest right now, and it just has the 2008 Winter New Mexico Book Award sticker, and since then, I don't think, is there even room for your cover, because you've won so many awards for your work? I mean, I just have the one sticker. I feel so, like, left out.
Well, I can mail you extra stickers. You can put them out.
Because I was reading all the reviews online.
That was actually the second awarded. I didn't get stickers for the first award, because the first award I got was before the book was even published. I won what was called a New Mexico Discovery Award for unpublished fiction for The Moon Quest before it came out. And then after that New Mexico Book Award, I won a gold medal from the it's an independent publisher's book award, I think it was called. It also... Those are the awards I got first, and it placed in a young adult fiction award. It placed in something called the USA Best Books Awards. So, yeah, and of course, the biggest exciting, more than all of that, is that it's going to be a movie.
That's so exciting. I remember they were in talks for the movie whenever we last spoke, so
right.
It's a full-fledged deal. This is, like, going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's, you know, like a lot of things in life, it's taking a lot longer than I would like, but it's very exciting. I mean, who knew that I could write a screenplay? I mean, who knew that I could write a novel? Let's start there. But who knew that I could write a screenplay? And I've now written three, you know, and one for Moon Quest and one for each of its two sequels. And the plan is to produce the full trilogy. So that's incredibly exciting and somewhat mind-boggling.
That is very so. For our listeners who are new to The Moon Quest, the trilogy in a nutshell, how would you describe it?
Okay, well, it's not a traditional trilogy in the sense that you don't have the same character like Lord of the Rings, where it's the same characters all the way through. This is more. I think I described it recently as a time-twisting epic trilogy. It actually spans three generations and many more years than three generations would normally cover it. The Moon Quest, the main character of the Moon Quest, his name is Toshar, it's his daughter who's the main character of the first sequel, which is the Star Quest, even though it takes place before the Moon Quest. I'll leave you to read the books and figure that one out. And mm-hmm. The Sun Quest, which is the last story in the trilogy, the main character is her son. So it's kind of father-daughter-son is the sequence.
I thought you were going to say father-son, Holy Ghost for a second out of...
And it The Moon Quest, which is the only one of the books that's actually out and available right now, takes place in a mythical time and place where stories have been banned, storytellers or bards have been put to death, and the legend has it that the moon was so saddened by the silence in the land that she cried tears that extinguished her light. So the moon has not been seen for many years, many generations actually, and the quest and the Moon Quest is a quest to bring story back to the land and light back to the moon. What I discovered, which I didn't know, of course, because I never knew any of this, I'm always the last to know when I'm writing this stuff, is that the only character who really transcends all three stories, the only major character, is the villain in the MoonQuest, who you don't physically see in the MoonQuest, but you do see him in the StarQuest, and the SunQuest is as much about him as it is about Ben, the main character. So it's really, in a sense, the trilogy is as much about him as it is about, you know, the characters who are there to kind of vanquish him.
That's really amazing. Now I know that I was trying to remember. It won 29 five-star reviews, I believe. Is that right?
It does, yes. Unless someone's posted one since this morning, it's had 29 five-star reviews on Amazon. It's also had some five-star reviews, I think, at Barnes & Noble and wherever else people put reviews. It's also had some, those, of course, mostly reader reviews. I've also had some publication reviews, which have also been very good. So it's incredibly gratifying and sometimes not entirely believable that for me that is, because you know I'm your quintessential sometime insecure creator that all these people actually like, you know, it's, I mean you're too young, and I'm sure you've heard of it, to remember the, you know, the Sally Field Oscar acceptance, you know, they like me, they really like me, remember that? So it's sometimes kind of startling when I'm in the middle of writing, it's very hard to have any kind of objectivity. I'm just in the middle of it and trying to sidestep my doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get the kinds of reviews and testimonials from readers, and I have one reader on, this is somebody who I actually met on, I may have met him on Facebook, who's now read the book four times.
Mm.
I have two readers that I know of who actually picked it up, were so into it, they could not put it down and read it straight through.
Yes.
Blows my mind because I couldn't do it. So, yeah, the response has been terrific and incredibly gratifying. And when people say, you know, they read it multiple times and get something different out of it each time, that's even more gratifying. So it's been quite the journey, and I'm just hugely delighted and every now and again kind of shocked.
Well, a lot of people were looking on, I got a lot of emails before this show, whenever we, you know, we post about it online, and of course our listeners will go in and they'll look at it and like, hey, I saw a picture of you in the hospital. And so I guess now's the time to tell everyone what had happened was, Mark had sent me a copy of the book, and then it was right in the middle of, the beginning stages of all my pancreas troubles before they figured out exactly what it was. So there I was in the hospital, and I was bored out of my mind, and I was like, oh, my God. And so my best friend, Dave, he brought it to me. I was like, can you bring me something to read? And he had gone over to my house to get a few things, and he brought the book over. And I was like, oh, thank you. He was like, yeah, he's like, I started reading it on the way over. Like, he was like, I was looking at it, you know, in the elevator on the way up, and he's like, this looks really good. He's like, you're going to have to borrow it, and you're done. And so it was just really funny looking back to those memories of me being in the hospital. So that's when I first got my dose of the Moon Quest. So it was really good.
Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to explain the reason why there's a picture of you reading it is because on my one of my Facebook photo albums,
yep,
I've created a reader's gallery where I invite people who have read either of my books, because I have another book about writing, to send me a picture of them reading the book. And Josh was a very, 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 very first person to do that. So that photo is of huge archival importance.
And to think, I wish I'd have taken a better picture. But at the time, you know, the medication I was on, it seemed like a great idea. No, I'm kidding. But it seemed like a great idea. And Reverend Mary, I don't know how to say her last. Is it Omwake?
Omwake
said, Mark David is a master, one of the great teachers. And I have to say, that's written on the back of the book, and I have to say it is. I've never told you this, but there have been times where, like when I get down, I like to read or I like to listen to music because I kind of get lost in it. And one day I was just having a really rough rough day, and I opened up the Moon Quest, and on the front it said, Josh, never just Josh, my Toshar's Moon Quest inspire you on your own. And I love that because it said never just Josh, because, you know, that is my nickname. Everybody knows it's my nickname, and it just made me feel so good because it's like, you know, it's, you know, I don't know, just those words just always speak out to me. And there have been a couple of times where I've just turned the page and I saw that and it made me smile. So thank
awesome.
You.
That's awesome.
Three years later, thank you for the smiles.
I'm glad. And anybody listening to this can have a signed copy of the MoonQuest as long as they order it from my website.
Yes, and go ahead and tell us what that website is, and we'll be sure to post
it.
Sure.
It's really easy. If you just go to markdavidgerson.com or themoonquest.com, it'll take you to the same place, and go to the online bookstore there, you'll find the MoonQuest. And as part of, and at least for right now, that's probably going to change the next little bit, but for right now, part of the order process invites you to ask for a signed copy of the book and to have it signed to whoever you want to have it signed to. So by all means, if you want a signed copy of the book, then go to the website. Otherwise, you can also find it on Amazon. And if you've got a cool ebook, e-reader, it's also available for Kindle and Nook and iBook and Kobo, as is my other books. If you want to write your own fantasy, you can pick up a copy of The Voice of the Muse, Answering the Call to Write, which is all about writing, and that's also available in all those same places.
Yes, you know, I'm going to buy a copy of that one. I'm going to buy that one because, you know, I need, you know, Mark knows I've been trying to write this book forever. I've been trying to work on, you know, and it's hard. Like, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who, you know, want to write, you know, and I think you're one of the greatest inspirations out there because you have a book about it. So tell us about a little bit about The Voice of the Muse.
Sure. Well, I'm going to preface this by telling you that neither book did I plan to write. I had, you know, it's funny because working on the sequels, The Moon Quest, of course, those books I actually sat down and planned to write. But The Moon Quest happened when I was teaching a writing class back in Toronto, back in the last millennium, 1994. And something possessed me, I guess the voice of my muse, to actually do the exercise that I was guiding my group in, which I never, ever do. I never write while I'm teaching, but I always kind of want to hold the space for the group. And this one day, little voice said, you do it too. And it was actually an exercise that involved a tarot deck, and where I'd had people pick a card, and then I led them through a kind of sort of open-eye guided experience to write. And so once they were writing, I picked a card, and the card was the Chariot, and I began to write. And what came out of me that evening ended up being the first scene or the first draft of a book I knew absolutely nothing about and had no plan to write.
Oh, wow.
The Voice of the Muse happened not quite the same way. I was living in Hawaii at the time, and this would have been, I guess, in 99, 2000. The Moon Quest was not yet out, although I mistakenly thought it was finished. And I was trying to begin its sequel, the Star Quest. And I was having just a horrible, horrible time. And I would leave for work early in the morning, earlier than I needed to, and I'd pull off. I can't even remember where it was. I'd pull off and take out a notebook and a pen. Remember notebooks and pens? And, and I would just kind of do some stream of consciousness channels kind of writing. It was all to inspire me because I was so stuck. And we cut to a few years later. I'm back on the mainland. I'm living in Sedona again. And I have an agent for the Moon Quest. And I have all these writings about writing, and I had stacks of it. And I started to wonder if maybe there was a book in there, and it turned out there was. So I kind of wrote a big chunk of The Voice of the Muse without even knowing I was writing a book, which sometimes is easier that way, you know, there's no pressure. But that's kind of how The Voice of the Muse happened. So it's a combination of, it's a blend of those kind of inspirational little essays that I wrote for myself. There's instruction in there. I have some very particular philosophies about how to write more easily and naturally and spontaneously, and there are also some exercises. And as well, the book contains some guided meditations and guided visualizations. And what I decided to do, because I know that whenever I would read a book that had guided meditations in it, I would never do them. Or I would kind of close one eye, so that half of me was meditating and reading it with the other eye, you know.
Yeah.
And I figured a lot of people were like me in that respect. And so what I did was I actually created a recording of the guided meditations, a professional studio recording. So there's also a 2-CD set, which is also available as an MP3 download, called The Voice of the Muse Companion, Guided Meditations for Writers. And that has the 10 guided meditations that are in the book, and it also has kind of an introductory track that has something, kind of a little bit of inspiration and instruction. I wanted to do that so that you could actually use the CD set independent of the book if you chose to, just as you could use the book independent of the CD. I didn't want you to have both, although clearly working with both is an advantage, because you don't have to close your one eye and do the meditation with the other eye. So, but that book has also won awards. It won 2 awards. It also won a New Mexico Book Award, actually, and it also won an IFPI, the Independent Publisher Award. It's not being made into a movie, though.
You know, you could turn it into...
Although, I've done a bunch of, for all the would-be, wannabe writers out there, or writers at any level, actually, I've done a bunch of inspirational videos on writing and creativity, and those are on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/MarkDavidGerson. Those are all free. So I guess I have made a movie out of it.
True. Well, you know, I have an idea. You know those infomercials, how it shows, like, the person selling a mop, and, like, it shows, like, someone overacting, like, mopping the floor, and it looks like it's the hardest job in the world? I'm going to get Amy to video, do some B-roll footage of me, like, trying to write, like, throwing things, and then you can, like, voice over, you know. And then I'll get the voice of the muse, and, you know, the sun will be brighter. I'll be, like, walking happier, talking to the neighbors, you know.
That's right. And
I'm
and
telling you.
Given your struggles for the first part of it, you probably won't have to even act. So.
Exactly. I've got a few broken dishes that could, you know, vouch for that. I'm kidding. But, you know, I have to tell you, you know, people always ask me, you know, when do you have time to sleep? Because, you know, I'm always busy on the go, on the road. Like, I mean, you're a writer, you're a screenwriter, script analyst, a mentor, a coach, a consultant, artist, photographer. What, like, when do you sleep? Like, that's the question I always get, you know. And
Amazingly, I do. when I'm working on a writing project, very little of that other stuff on that list happens.
Exactly.
This quite blew me away. I had never ever participated in NaNoWriMo, you know, the National Novel Writing Month in November. And as it was coming up to November, I had written a draft of the Sun Quest, this is book number 3, the story number 3, screenplay. I'd never written the screenplay first, I'd always written the book first. And suddenly it occurred to me, well, why don't I just see if I can write the Sun Quest during NaNoWriMo, just for the hell of it. And I didn't even register at first, because I thought I didn't want the pressure. I ended up writing the first draft of the Sun Quest in 21 days.
Oh, wow.
I did sleep and eat, but I did nothing much else beyond that. And it was probably the most intense and intensive writing period I've ever experienced. I don't know that I'd want to do it again. I mean, I just wrote all day. But, you know, when I'm in the middle of something, especially once I'm really into it, at the beginning it's a little slower, then, yeah, all I'm doing is writing. The art I haven't done in a couple of years, I have to admit. The photography I do all the time, because it's just a lot of fun for me. I take on very few coaching clients anymore, because I really want to be focusing on my own work. I found that when I was doing a lot of coaching, I simply wasn't doing my own stuff.
Yeah.
And same thing with the writing workshops. I did a lot of writing workshops with affiliated a lot of groups a few years ago, and decided that, again, I really wanted to be focusing on my own work. And not only taking it wasn't the time involved in the teaching, like leading the groups, that was easy and fun. It was the time involved in setting, in organizing and setting it up and promoting it and getting the people involved. And that's really what I've stopped doing. So anybody who wants me to lead a group or to lead a workshop, you get the people, I'll come.
There we go. That sounds good.
You know, I just don't want to do all that organization and all that marketing and all that stuff anymore. I want to do the work, whether it's the teaching or the writing. I don't want to do all the other stuff, if I can help it.
Well, you definitely wear a lot of hats, you know.
I do. Well, my hair is thinning, so I have to.
Oh, man, I love it. That's great. Now, I know that you have markdavidgearson.com, markdavidgearsonblog.com, youtube.com, facebook.com, pinterest.com/markdavidgearson.
I use Mark David Gearson almost everywhere where I have a presence. So if you want to find me, Mark David Gearson is my user ID almost everywhere. It wasn't on MySpace, but I've lost. I don't have a MySpace account anymore. But it is on Facebook. It is on Pinterest. It is on YouTube. Google Plus, you can't do that. But I am on Google Plus. And God, who knows wherever else I have to be. LinkedIn. I think I'm on LinkedIn. But I'm most active. And if you want to actually interact with me, I'm most active on Facebook.
I do miss the MySpace days. I'm not going to lie. Everyone knows I miss it.
Well, that was my very first social network, and I kind of dragged myself into it kicking and screaming, basically to promote the MoonQuest. And I met some great people, you included there. And actually, in the early days of Twitter, I'm also on Twitter, but I'm hardly ever there at all. But I met some great, great people on Twitter in those very early days when it was much more interactive and much less promotional. For me, I guess Facebook is the only place that kind of somehow sort of reproduces that interactivity. I have, I mean, people rave about Google Plus, especially on Google Plus. And I'm on there, and I have made some interesting and fun contacts, but it doesn't work for me in quite the same way that Facebook does.
I refuse to get Google Plus because I refuse to get Facebook, and then I did that, and everybody saw what happens because your phones vibrate every 2 minutes if you're subscribed to my updates. But I refused to get Twitter and got that. Oh, I tell you, it's addicting, and all these social networks.
It is. But you know, I really, I don't get those kinds of phone notifications, and I try to kind of limit the ways that it knocks on my door so that I don't get totally, or any crazier than I already am. I guess maybe that's a better way of putting it.
Well, everyone be sure to check out Mark David Gearson online and check him out on Facebook. Check out the MoonQuest and the Voice of the Muse. I think that, I know the MoonQuest is great because I've read it, and I'm so excited to see this turn into a movie. I think that's amazing. And I love that you have one of your quotes up that says, find your passion and embrace it passionately. I love that quote that you have. And I think it's great. But are there anything else that you'd like to promote while we have you on?
Yeah, I think but I can't think of it. I think we've covered them all. I mean, again, anybody wants to contact me, I've got a mailing list, too, which you can sign up for on my website or my blog. If you go to markdavidgearson.com, there is material on there, but it's also kind of Grand Central Station for everything else. So you can find links to my blog, you can find links to my social networks right on my website as well. And by all means, if you're listening and want to friend me on Facebook. The only people whose friendship I don't accept are Asian women looking for husbands, and I get them. I do get them.
That is awesome.
Yeah, but I will pretty much accept friend requests from most people. So, yeah, by all means, drop me a line and say hi. And if you want a signed copy of the book, go to my website. Again, otherwise, the books are available on Amazon, and the e-books are available in all the usual e-booky places.
E-booky places. I like it. That is awesome.
And actually,
well,
if you go to markdavidgerson.com and go to the Quintana trilogy, because the trilogy is called the Quintana trilogy because it takes place in the land of Quintana. You can see if you go to the MoonQuest page, you can see a book trailer for the MoonQuest, which I think is really super. And if you go to the Quintana trilogy page, you will see a promotional trailer, a teaser that was created for the film project. It doesn't feature the what will be the final cast or locations, but it was something we get to create just to kind of drill up some interest. And it was really well done, and it's kind of cool. So do check that out and get excited about the movie like I am.
Definitely, I am very excited about it. I think it's great. And yes, I'm available. You know, if you ever need me, you know, remember I was the first one to send in a picture.
I didn't. I think I saw this on your Facebook page. I did not know that you were a fellow Canadian.
Yeah, Vancouver. So
that's right.
And
I'm from Montreal.
Oh, well, there we go. And we have Victoria, who's an avid listener of our show. She is a fellow Vancouverite, as I call us.
Uh-huh.
And we also have, I want to give a big shout out really quick to Andrea. She's listening to the show tonight, one of my very dear friends who's listening up in the D.C. area.
Well, my housemate insists that there's a Canadian conspiracy, and I think we've just proven it. So.
I know, right? It is. And and I don't think I've really told you yet, but I will tell you that we are working on my documentary project. We decided, my agent sat me down, and she didn't really yell at me, but she did. Josh, we're going to – this is how the conversation went. We were at lunch, and she said, Josh, you know, we respect the fact that you want to make revisions to your book. You finished a copy 2 years ago. You've made so many revisions. We would like for you to finish the book. And I said, well, if you would like to give me an advance, I'll be more than happy to sit at home and finish my book. And so that was the end of that conversation. So then about a couple months later, we sat down and we had lunch again, and we decided to turn it into a documentary instead of publishing the book right now, because writing a memoir in your 20s is very hard. I think writing a memoir at any age is hard because life happens
every
day.
I'm working on one, absolutely, yes.
So you can understand my frustrations. I could write a book of curse words right now. You know, I could.
And it probably sell very well.
I know, right? Yes. So we decided to turn it into a documentary. So, and I want to thank Amy.
Awesome.
She's been helping me with that, and so it's pretty cool. So we're excited about it. So, Amy, let's take a road trip out to see Mark.
Mr. Philman.
But thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We're so excited to have you, and it's so nice. I can't believe we haven't had you on sooner. My goodness. So we're looking forward to having you come back on and talk to us more whenever it comes out into a movie, and we'll tell the world that you've made me a star. I'm just kidding. Trust me, I give everybody a hard time that comes on this show. I pimp myself out, but it doesn't work. I would not be a good agent. I would not. I try. But Mark, we're so glad. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. And
absolute pleasure.
And you be blessed, and we will definitely be chatting with you soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you. And we want to thank all of you guys for tuning in tonight. If you are in the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area, Amy and I from the VRO will be there. I think it's called Blood on the Beach. Something. It's a convention this weekend. I do not know that.
Yes, Blood on the Beach.
It is Blood on the Beach. Okay, good. I could not remember the name of it. So,
they're going to be up there hanging out with the Lost Boys and G-Tom Mac, really good friends of the VRO, and a couple of other horror and horror television shows. So it's going to be great. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, they're going to have one of the Ghostbusters there. I'm excited. I'm more excited to see the Ghostbusters than I am to see Amy. I'm just kidding.
So, Josh, you've been busy this week. I've been watching your Foursquare. You've been jumping from...
Woo!
from one end of the state to the other end of the state, and all through the middle.
I did Torreday, North Carolina. It was Torreday, North Carolina.
Hopefully you had fun because your Foursquare was blowing up.
It was. We had to go to Fayetteville. One of my friends and I had to go. And I was like, oh, my God, like we saw the sign for Wilmington. I was like, oh, my God, we are, like, so close. It's like that, so close, yet so far away, you know. So we went, and we spent the night there. And so I got to spend about an hour on the beach in Wilmington, and then we went to Fayetteville. And then two of my good friends here in Charlotte wanted to see the Hunger Games locations, and I knew that you were busy on Sunday, so we didn't make it all the way out there.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, two people that I know from Charlotte went to the Hildebrand locations.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, my geez, that's so cool. had I known.
Exactly.
But, yes, we did that. We went out to the Shelby location and took some pictures and stuff. And then we went to Asheville. It was just like all around North Carolina. It was a lot of fun.
I know. We're going to have to do that one day because I love traveling like that. But why Josh went down to Wilmington, I got to tell you guys the truth. He found out that Lizard Lick Towing was going to be there at the festival.
They had a music festival.
And Josh went down to see Lizard Lick Towing. And he tried to deny it, but he went down for that.
Okay, I'm on the way home from Wilmington. And I get this tweet from Amy. Oh, my God, I'm so mad that you're... For those of you who are new to our show, Amy gives me hell about Lizard Lick Towing. Oh, wait, I give Amy hell about Lizard Lick Towing all the time because we have to hurry up and get off the air so she can go watch her Lizard Lick Towing. But whatever. Anyways, I'm not going to get into our Lizard Lick Towing fight tonight because I'm excited because Danielle Harris is going to be there. I have a boy crush on her. Danielle Harris is going to be there, and then
Jeremy London.
There's so many people going to be there, but like I'm very excited about that. And Kelly Lentz is going to be there. And Amy, remember whenever we were in Wilmington with Alexander and Randy Lane?
Yes.
And we saw that woman, and I was like, oh my God, that's the girl from One Tree Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kelly Lentz. It turned out to be the bar owner. It wasn't even the girl that I thought it was. But, yeah, she's going to be there. So we have to go up there and be like, hey, Josh, you know, made an idiot out of himself to this woman thinking that it was you. So, yeah, so I'm looking forward to telling my embarrassing story. Because we have those Josh stories all the time. So I'm excited to tell the Josh stories. So.
We do. But I know who she is now because I thought she looked familiar, too.
Yeah, she was Mouse the Boss that he was, like, doing. Things with.
Oh, I missed that weekend. You know we're in trouble, though?
Why?
Our listeners, they've been hounding me to post our interview with Randy.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to explain that we didn't really work while we were down there.
Yeah, we kind of played. I'm not going to lie. We...
we played.
Let's put it this way. Let's see. If I had to describe that weekend in two words, it would be epic.
Those are great two words to describe that weekend.
They were amazing.
They were. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's the second best weekend that I've had with Josh.
Mm-hmm.
The second best weekend that I've had with you.
That was the second best. The first best would be the, oh my gosh, you really, that's the second best? Like, that should be, like, I hope there's, like, three good things in there. What about the night we had a baby? You know, we made our love child.
Okay, wait, I take that back. That's the third best weekend I had with Josh.
No, the first best part of that weekend was when you made me sleep on a couch in the, sitting in the upright position.
Exactly.
While you had the whole California king bed all to yourself.
Let's explain a little on that. Because the second night, Josh slept in the bed with me, and I woke up with a tick on my butt.
That wasn't my fault.
You were the one climbing up in the trees.
This is true.
Yes, there was a tick on my butt. So I'm going to say that was the first, my first great weekend with Josh. My second, everybody knows, is both me and Josh's Breakfast at Tiffany moment.
Oh.
Well, and that was when we kidnapped Justin and took him to go hang out with Jennifer Coolidge. And then I'm going to say my third best was our Randy Wayne and Alex and Nikki and her husband Shane.
I know, they were so sweet. I still haven't found her. Nikki, honey, I've looked everywhere for your sunglasses in my car. Did not find it. But I found out I should not be allowed to eat Chico sticks on road trips. So this weekend, Amy, no Chico sticks for Josh on the road.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know what Chico sticks are, it's a peanut butter coconut candy. It's pretty much the inside of a Butterfinger without the chocolate is what it is. And I was, like, looking for Nikki's sunglasses because we thought she might have left them in my car, and we're going through looking. And son of a gun, if there is not, like, Chico stick everywhere because, like, I've been eating and it was just all over my car.
What about the sugar babies?
Oh, my God. And then for those of you who know I was so excited about my Pan Am bag, if you reached out, I reached out in my Pan Am bag and I got gooey sticky stuff on my fingers because the sugar babies melted in my bag.
It was so funny. They were all over my camera, and Josh was like, I'll buy you a new camera. And I was like, you could just wipe these off. It's no big deal.
I was freaking out mode. I was in freak out mode.
Oh, that was such a fun weekend.
It was. And this weekend's going to be fun, too. We get to see Raven.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited to see her.
I'm very excited to see Raven and her mom and get to see some of my friends up in the 757. Holler.
It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have a ball. I cannot wait. But everybody, check out our website, www.thevro.com, for all of our upcoming interviews.
Lots of
Twitter, like most of us are. You can follow the VRO at thevro.com. And we're trying to get our Twitter numbers up higher because we know you guys listen to our show. So click over and follow us on Twitter. You get all the updates there. Twitter's the first place to know. Before we book an interview, Twitter already knows it.
Oh.
So definitely follow Twitter. Are you okay?
Have you ever had, like, your leg fall, like my butt, my left butt cheek just fell asleep, and it's gone all the way down my leg because the way that I was sitting, now I can't stand up.
Oh, goodness.
My whole leg.
Okay, everybody pray that Josh's butt cheek wakes up soon so he can stand up.
Like, I just, like, put my leg over the side of the chair and my leg has a heart on it. It won't go down. Forgive me for being so blunt, but my leg won't go down.
Also,
I can't think of a better way to end a show. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Also, guys, check out Heart of the Country on Facebook. The VRO is trying to get them more likes. It's an awesome movie. It's got Randy Wayne in it. It's got the dad from Jericho. You know, everybody here is a big Jericho fan. And it's just a great movie. So definitely go check that out. They're actually posting some filming photos that they took during filming and all that. So awesome.
Oh, I love Randy.
I do too. And Josh, very, very, very soon, if summer does not work out, then November, towards November, September, we will be out in Los Angeles.
Oh, good.
So just let you know.
Oh, it's got Jana Kramer in it.
Yes.
From One Tree Hill.
Yes. She's the star.
I'm on that season of One Tree Hill right now.
Yeah, Randy played her husband, Luke. So Randy plays the bad guy. He's the one that did the Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try to get him on to talk about it and stuff. Do what?
Are we allowed to talk about
it? Well, yeah, because it's a book.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, we didn't give anything away.
No, it's a book. Okay. So, guys, definitely check out the book. They did have it on sale for $2.99. That's when I bought it. It's like $9 now. So check out the book. Like the Facebook and get ready for the movie. And follow us on Twitter. Those is your to-do list for tonight.
And like us on Facebook if you haven't.
Yes, like us on Facebook. Josh actually added some great pictures of his weekend up to the Facebook. I'm going to add some old pictures up to the Facebook tonight under mine. You see the softer side of Amy.
I want to say, I've got some good Facebook friends. We've had a lot of people like the page today after I wrote on Facebook. Hey, go like our page.
Wow. Good.
What? Wow, go all these people. Now I'm going to go say, now everyone go donate $5 to Josh.
Donate $5 and then donate $5 more to the VRO so we can pay for our premiere and all that good stuff.
Love it.
We're all jobless right now. Help us out. But guys, our Vampire Diaries of the Month of May is the ball's starting to roll on that. We're getting some great people emailing us back and awesome cast is going to come on. So keep a look for that and all that good stuff. And I'm just like rambling on now.
Well, I like it when you ramble on.
I know you do.
Not gonna lie.
Oh, I got a question.
I have an answer.
Did you look through all of that video to see you helping that lady? Is it in there?
Yes, it is. I owe you an apology.
I knew it was in there.
Anyways, speaking of, I wanted to say, so I woke up Saturday morning and went out on the beach and went for a walk.
And I missed Amy.
I did. But I saw this, like, shell fragment, and it was laying, like, on the beach. And I was like, wow. I was like, that would have been such a beautiful shell. And then, like, life kind of hit me in the face. Like, it hit me, like, I looked at it, I was like, you know, I was like, it's still beautiful. You know, I picked it up, and I kept it. I brought it home. And it's like, you know, that shell, like, I think it represents a lot, like, our hearts. Because, you know, it's like, our hearts are just like that shell, like they can be broken, yet it doesn't make it any less beautiful. Like it was still beautiful just the way that it was. That was like my life-altering moment over the weekend. My mind-blowing experience was seeing that. I was just like, wow. So that's my wow moment for the weekend and my Josh's thought for you guys.
Oh, I love it. We're going to end the show on that note, guys.
In other words, Amy's tired of me saying, she's like, he's going to start quoting shit. We got to get off the air.
No. So, I just thought it would be cool to end it like that.
Whatever. Go ahead and end it with a fight. It's fine. Keep it up and up with. Someone call my
agent. Whatever. Before the interview, Josh was like, oh, Mark, I would be lost without Amy. I love her so much.
Don't know what you're talking about. You know I love you.
You know I love you, too. And I can't
I'd
wait
be lost
to
without
Friday.
You.
I would be lost without you, too. I really would.
Good. I'm glad. Because then that way you would know you missed me as you were in the woods.
Exactly. And I would never go to Wilmington without you.
Oh, whatever, you hooker. Yes, you would in a heartbeat. You'd be like, Josh, who? You'd drop me like a bad habit.
Whatever. You're coming to Los Angeles with us. That's going to be so much fun. It's going to be me, you, and Elizabeth. And hopefully Gina can come along. And we'll just crash at Nikki's. Everybody's invited. We're going to crash Yaro Nikki's.
Holler, holler. All right, kids. Well, I hope you guys have a great evening. And thank you for tuning in to the VRO here on this Monday evening.
Yes. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.